It was 2008, in the midst of the global financial crisis, and WD-40 company chief executive Gary Ridge was beginning to worry he might be coming down with something serious. As I toured our system, people kept asking me, "Gary, how are you?" I mean, over and over. I was in my hotel room one night and lay there thinking, "Is there a rumor I'm not well?" Then an aha moment struck the Australian-born executive. It dawned on me, they weren't asking how I was, they were asking how we were. They wanted confirmation that our company was okay. Like in most workplaces at the time, fear was beginning to consume employees. Ridge told us, "I decided, let's not waste a good crisis. Everywhere else our people would go, they'd hear about the horror. When they came to work with us, they were going to hear about hope." That would be a difficult task, given the state of the economy. But Ridge greased the skids by communicating with his people daily. He put in place a policy of no lying, no faking, no hiding conversations. This would be one company, he said, that would not lay off a single person or give up a single benefit, and would actually up the investment in employee learning and development during the downturn. What's more, Ridge instructed his managers on how to lead with gratitude by showing them the benefits of regularly expressing sincere appreciation to their tribe. Once Ridge made it known that leading with gratitude was something he valued and expected, his leadership stepped up their own efforts by seizing the day to acknowledge and appreciate employees for living the core values. A manager might publicly thank Mark for owning it by helping a client understand the myriad uses of a new product. Another might commend Lisa for aiding a teammate through a challenge, embracing the value of succeeding as a tribe. Managers began thinking of creative ways to help employees understand how they were contributing. The supply chain leader crafted a presentation that highlighted the vital ways his people were helping sustain the company economy, another value. Leaders were not only guided to pay attention to performances that exceeded expectations, but also to look for the most fundamental contributions. The result? In 2010, the company reported its best financials in its 57-year history. And the success has kept rolling. Over the next decade, the company's market cap has grown nearly 300%, and they have delivered a compound annual growth rate of total shareholder return of 15%, all of which equates to millions fewer squeaky door hinges and an equal number of happy teenagers successfully sneaking back in after curfew. Employee engagement is also off the charts, with 99% of tribe members saying they love to work there. All that puts WD-40 Company in an elite group of organizations. Says Ridge, "Gratitude creates feelings of belonging. You and I have left an organization, even a relationship, because we didn't feel like we belonged. If our people know we are grateful, we're going to create an organization where they really want to come and give their best." What leaders at this company discovered is the expression of gratitude for employees' efforts, when the acknowledgement is authentic, specific, and timely, can be a huge motivation and productivity booster, especially during tough times. And yet, while practicing gratitude is easy, it is one of the most misunderstood and misapplied tools of management. That's a shame, because it is also one of the single most critical skills for managers to master if they want to enhance their team's performance and develop their leadership credibility.